I don't know what kind of day you've had, but I do know there is a significant chance that sometime today someone wronged you. Maybe they did so without realizing it. It was unintentional on their part. They forgot to do something they said they would do. They didn't turn up. They didn't call back. They didn't provide you with the information they said they would. Or perhaps someone said something thoughtless. They said something that upset you without meaning to. They should have worded their email or their text message more carefully. But perhaps someone wronged you deliberately, or at least it feels like it. They were dishonest with you. They just straight up lied to you. Or maybe they were disloyal to you. Or they said something disrespectful and unkind. Perhaps someone was sinful in the way they treated you, and it left you feeling pretty discouraged and even a bit angry. Maybe something like this happened to you today, or maybe it was just the evil that is swirling around out there that got to you, that affected you in some way. Sometimes as Christians, the all-pervasive wickedness of the world in which we live weighs heavily upon us and drags us down. Whether it comes into our lives intentionally or not, we all have, as it were, a daily appointment with evil. It comes against us. It enters into our experience. This is our lot as we live in a fallen world. What do you do when evil comes into your life? When someone mistreats you? How do you respond when people with influence say terrible things about your faith? How do you respond when you're faced with injustice or cruelty? The New Testament is very clear about how Christians ought to deal with the personal experience of evil. In this short talk, I want to focus on a verse in Paul's letter to the Romans, and then I'm going to mention a handful of verses in the first epistle of Peter. The Holy Spirit, via the pen of the Apostle Paul, says this, Romans chapter 12, verse 21, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, to be overcome by evil in this context doesn't mean to be discouraged by evil or to be distraught by evil. Paul is not saying don't be sad or don't be upset when people do bad things to you. Rather, he is saying don't allow the experience of evil to produce evil in your life. Now, we are overcome by evil when we respond with evil. When someone treats us badly and we turn around and treat them badly, we've been defeated by evil. Evil has triumphed over us. Now, when we meet fire with fire, there's just more fire. And that makes things worse for us and for everyone. Calvin, in his commentary on this verse, has a wonderful sentence. He says, "He who attempts to overcome evil with evil may perhaps surpass his enemy in doing injury, but it is to his own ruin, for by acting thus he carries on war for the devil." Now, you might manage to really hurt the person who hurt you. You might manage to come up with a devastating comeback, a text message that tears them to shreds, or a comment on Facebook that destroys their position and gets dozens, even hundreds of likes. You might succeed in doing more damage to that person or that organization than they inflicted on you, but it is ultimately to your own hurt, because as Calvin says, in responding that way, you've carried on war for the devil. You've done the devil's work. You've added to the evil in this world. There is more hurt. There is more anger and more bitterness. We're not to be overcome by evil. We're not to respond to sin and wickedness with sin and wickedness, but rather we're to overcome evil with good. Someone disappoints us, we're patient and gracious with them. Someone is unkind to us, we show kindness to them. Someone mistreats us, we forgive them and bless them. We set about encouraging them and helping them. This is exactly what Jesus taught us to do. Bless them that curse you. Love ye your enemies and do good. We triumph over evil. Evil loses. The devil loses when we respond with good, with selfless love and tender mercy. Now let's be honest. This is very hard to do. This doesn't come naturally. I am as quick as anyone to start typing out that hot text message or start composing that email that is going to pick apart my antagonist point by point and devastate them. I feel that anger and that resentment well up inside of me, just like you do. As I said, it's really hard to not be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. In fact, it's pretty much impossible apart from the grace of God. Now, one aspect of that grace is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, these are the fruit that He produces. With His help, we can respond to those who hurt us with gentleness, with kindness, with patience. God's grace also comes to us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to how the Apostle Peter describes Jesus' response when great evil came against Him. And notice what His experience is to us. 1 Peter chapter 2, we're picking up the thread in the middle of verse 20. If, when ye do well, that is, when you do the right thing, and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, that is acceptable with God. Verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow His steps. Jesus' response to being badly treated is the example that has been given to us, the example that we as Christians are to follow. And what was His response? Verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. Verse 23, who, when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously. You see, Jesus wasn't overcome by evil. And the evil that came against Him was immense. He was mistreated more than anyone ever has been. But He didn't respond in kind. When He was reviled, that is, when He was maligned, when He was slandered, when He was verbally abused, He didn't revile back. When He suffered, when He was threatened, He didn't threaten back. And as He said to Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane, He could have called 10,000 angels. With a word, He could have destroyed those who spat on Him and beat Him and drove those nails through His hands and His feet. When Jesus suffered at the hands of others, He didn't do what He could have to make them suffer in return. Rather, He committed Himself into His Father's hands. And in doing so, He overcame all of that evil with good. By the cross, He triumphed over sin, death, and the devil. He was good to each one of us. As Peter goes on to say, verse 24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Verse 25, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. This is how we can overcome evil with good, by looking to our example, by meditating on the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ, by considering the way he responded to the injustice and the pain that he experienced at the hands of others, and then with the help of his Holy Spirit, deciding to follow in his footsteps. Now, there is so much evil in the world. Let's not be people who perpetuate it. Let's not be people who add to it. Rather, let's be people who overcome it, one day at a time. Amen.